Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. Here we go. Early voting begins today in the city.
Early voting is starting back up, and it'll be running every single day leading up to the election. Vincent Ignizio is the deputy executive director for the New York City Board of Elections.
Wait until between 5 o'clock p.m. and 8 o'clock p.m. on election day, and with 5.2 million voters, sometimes there's going to be lines. So the best way to ensure that is either vote by mail or vote early.
Robert and Denise say they plan on early voting.
Registered 2 days ago.
Yeah.
As soon as we get it in the mail, we're going to vote early if it comes on time.
But others want to wait for actual election day.
I'm not starting early.
Early voting times on weekends are 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And on the weekdays, it's 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Tottenville, Staten Island.
Early voting also begins today in New Jersey. Now this, as mega donors pour $8 million into a late push against a New York State ballot measure. Supporters of the Equal Rights Amendment say it would enshrine a right to abortion in the Constitution. Opponents, though, describe it as a Democratic attempt to grant rights to transgender athletes and migrants. Meanwhile, at the top of the ticket, the former president plans a rally in Madison Square Garden tomorrow evening. Lineup includes his running mate J.D. Vance and a who's who of conservative favorites, from former Mayor Giuliani to Tucker Carlson and Elon Musk. Of course, stay with 1010 Winds for full coverage of the election. Well, it sure wasn't the night Yankees fans hoped for as the Game 1 World Series watch party at the World Trade Center Oculus.
This game was a roller coaster of emotions. The Yankees were one out away from a Game 1 win, with Nestor Cortes, who hadn't pitched in the playoffs, now finding himself pitching in the World Series. He gave up a walk-off grand slam to Freddie Freeman.
I was surprised to see Cortes. I thought we had other relievers that could come in and do a better job. But, you know, I trust Boone. He's one of the best managers in the postseason, and the data shows that. And like I said, we'll come back tomorrow, and we'll keep our heads high, and we'll go get them.
Win or lose, this was a fun experience for Rochelle Etienne and her family.
The fact that they put this event on made it possible for us to have a memory tonight. It was so good.
They'll be having these viewing parties here at the Oculus for every game. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at the World Trade Center.
A 15-year-old boy is fighting for his life after a shooting in East Flatbush, Brooklyn last night. Police say this happened just before 8:45 p.m. at 1145 Lenox Road. The boy was shot in the head, taken to the hospital in critical condition. At this point, there is no word on whether he was the intended target. Police say there are no arrests, and the investigation is ongoing. Well, lace up your skates and get ready to enjoy autumn in New York. A real sign of the season comes today when Central Park's Woolman Rink opens. This year, the grand opening celebration runs all weekend. Free admission, complimentary lessons, and more. The rink's Stacey Schuster tells 1010 Winds.
We just wanted to kick this year off with a little bit something more exciting, a little bit, you know, just more family-oriented. Just come and skate for free. Have a day of fun. The weather's been beautiful. The ice is beautiful.
The rink's coming up on a big anniversary. Next year, 2025, is their 75th. The rink opens at 11:45. Now, if you're an art buff, today's your day to go to Madison Avenue. The annual Fall Gallery Walk runs between East 57th and East 86th Streets. 50 galleries offer curator talks, tours, even a chance to meet some artists. Madison Avenue BID President Matt Bauer telling 1010 Winds.
It's a really great way to immerse yourself in the art world along 20 blocks of some of the most beautiful streets of New York. A great fall activity.
Free event, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. More info at madisonavenuebid.org. Plenty of questions about the subway at jury selection in the Daniel Penny chokehold case.
The judge is asking prospective jurors about their jobs, if they've ever served on a jury, and what they've experienced on the subway. Two different women told the judge they take the subway to and from work each day. Each said they've seen others have outbursts, but have never personally felt threatened or harassed. A man who's lived in New York City for 50 years says he hasn't taken the subway since the 1980s. He now travels by bus. The judge is looking for 12 people to consider the evidence and testimony in the trial of Daniel Penny, accused of putting Jordan Neely in a fatal chokehold to subdue him in a subway car. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.